I've actually... All right. Well, let's... We might as well just start. Welcome to Unpleasant with Adam and Milk. We're back for another week. This isn't a roundup show. It's not a show with an intro. Not anymore. Not a show with a musical intro. We're just going to look at some things that we find funny and very bizarre and in some cases very sick. And we're going to laugh at them. So I am your host, King Milk, the Kanye West of Wagga Wagga, the Steady Eddie of the Riverina. And beside me is King Adam, Hollywood Jacobson.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
We are, as African Americans would call it, Kangs.
Kangs.
We are the new Kangs of the internet. And, all right, no, we're not getting Stavros on. We're not getting him on today. All right, well, it's all right. We'll bring him back. He'll be in next week. We tried to bring in Karen from Philly to do a bit of, like, not an interview, but a little talk about how weird stand-up comedy is from a comedian's perspective and why she left it. But she's not feeling the best currently. She's having a bit of a...
breakdown?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Well, you know, she's a 50-year-old trans woman, so that's going to happen. So we've just got to work around that. But we'll hopefully bring her around because there's something... There's actually a clip that I want to go to. So if you're tuning in... I've got to not say that. If you're listening for the first time, there's a lot of names and things like that. Names of shows, names of comedians you've never heard of.
Names of sick individuals.
That's right. Names of celebrities you don't give a shit about. Just ignore them. Just ignore what you don't know and just come along with us and just listen to how we are going to approach these people because these are the ones we need to be looking at. So just put it aside and eventually you will catch up. And you will go, I wonder if Adam and Milk are going to be reporting on this bizarre photo of who calls himself a metal god, Rob Flynn, posting images on Instagram of his very, very unattractive wife.
Oh, no. Taffy settled, did he?
Yeah, that's right. Taffy.
Rob Taffy Flynn.
And he's doing the like metal horns thing with the pointer finger and the pinky. And he's with another guy, and his wife is like in the background, like doing it as well. And it's actually a good moment. I'll try and find you the image because
beautiful moment in metal.
You can see that she's doing it as a joke. Like if he's not actually going, yeah, this is awesome. His wife is making fun of him there.
I hope so.
She's not in there like going, this is cool. Because she's not dressed like that. She's wearing blue jeans and a yellow colorful top. She's just doing normal household stuff, and I guess he's just commit. She just goes, yeah, he just plays a character, you know. It'll be,
you know, he wears his black denim sleeveless vest and his cowboy hat.
Yeah, the cowboy hat that he just started wearing in around 2011 and just didn't really address that he was doing that.
Yep.
No, it's just a thing that we do now. Very bizarre. So you'll get to know all of these people as you come along with us. Now, I'm stealing that kind of disclaimer thing from Mike David from Red Bar. So that's why I've got to address it. Because he has the right idea there. You're just going to have to talk about people. And if you're going to join us and on a long enough timeline, you know, give us a few listens and you will reap the rewards of what your king offers.
And the rewards are obvious.
So, number one that we are going to look at this week is just my favorite. This is the... we don't do a roundup. We don't do news stories usually because it's kind of garbage because they always... everyone talks about the same stuff.
And we're certainly not striving to be the most relevant... the earliest scoop.
No.
The most up-to-date.
No. We are interested in...
as things come across our table and our attention.
It's up to our discretion. That's what... And an interesting take. If we're going to get on here, like our, last week, we were talking about, was it Kendrick Lamar and that whole thing? We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I started to get a little, I got a little serious and I started to actually try and figure it out. And what's, no, who cares? What's the point? So we're just trying to look at things that you might not have seen, or if you have seen, we're going to, if it's a common thing and we have a genuinely natural and original take on it, then we will present it. Then we will talk about it. Otherwise, why bother? Because you have every single other person trying to do like YouTube videos. Just they're just weird creeps who just trying to do their
presentation of the same,
which is usually a read out article. It's just them referencing an article that somebody else wrote, or based on a thread on Reddit with bits of information from other people. That's all that they are, and they present it in a video.
Well, the camera's mainly on them.
That's right.
They are the focal point instead of the story.
You know what? Fuck this first story. What we're going to do is we are going to come across and we're going to look at our new... This is a new one, so this is a good time for you if you are listening for the first time. This is a man, I don't know his name, I know his voice. He runs a YouTube channel called Comics Explained. And he's very interesting, I think, as an... Look, this is embarrassing to admit, but I've listened to these guys, I've listened to this individual's videos before, and I find them very interesting because there's a few... Comics. I'm not going to defend that. I'm not going to defend comic series. That's gay, and that's just something that I've had to accept. Now, this guy does a good roundup. So sometimes there's something new coming out, or you know, and you're just like, oh, I wonder what happened. I forget what happened in that.
You want a refresher?
Yeah, that's right. I just want to know, you know, a little bit more. And this guy does a pretty good version of that. And what he would do is he would talk for 10, 20 minutes or whatever, and it would be panels from the comics that he's talking about. And I'm like, oh, this guy's all right. I don't mind it, because one of the big issues with everyone on YouTube that has come up in the last 8 years is they're attention famous. They are attention famous. They're just doing it for attention. They think it's the cool thing and that's why they want to do it, and they don't actually care about the content first. And so it's the same issue that you have with Seth MacFarlane, where they just start putting themselves in front of the camera as often as possible to make themselves famous. And then, so, okay. And it affects the work because, okay, you really just want to write a musical? Well, then the show that you were working on isn't as good anymore because you're now spreading yourself across all this stuff.
Yeah.
And trying to get yourself in front of the camera. So this guy, Comics Explained, does a very standard thing. Now, we have issue with that. Adam and Milk have great issue with people doing like and subscribe and everything. But that's... not great issue. Personally, I have great issue with it. But as a company, as the higher-ups have decreed here at Adam and Milk, we don't do that. We don't like it. But we understand the necessity of it for the average person. So if you're just a normal person who wants to do that, you're just going to spread the word and, you know, beg everyone. And that's fine if you want to trade your dignity like that.
And invade people's personal browsing space.
Yeah, their time.
Yeah.
So there is a thing that people do where they'll have an intro. And one of them, I don't think this guy does it, but they'll do title sequences. Which is, it's the most bizarre thing to me. Movies had title sequences because it was the big, some people would be showing up to the movies and they wouldn't know what it was called. It had a little sign out the front. That was back when it first started. And then it turned into, oh, these get played on TV. So you want to make sure, just in case people are switching over, TV shows with a big push for that sort of intro, because the internet wasn't around. The internet is around and we're using it to find this content. And so there is an intro in the thing that makes us click that. We don't need it explained why we're watching it. We're watching it. The
link will say it.
Yeah.
You're clicking on the words.
They're very, very informative. Now, this guy doesn't do that, so I'm just whinging for no reason. But it's just something that you need to think about. These people are, they're just filling in spaces with content that they think needs to be filled, rather than starting at the original idea of making something good and presentable. So, let's have a look.
Rob, if you guys enjoy my content, make sure you hit the subscribe button and make sure you hit that little bell so you never miss out on my sexy voice. What's going on, guys?
Now, we didn't pause that as well in between for that awkward
thing. No, that was pause. That was his pause for effect.
Now, I want to talk about how gay and annoying that is, but if you're a YouTube guy and you do a pretty much mostly family-friendly channel, whatever, that's... All right.
So you're limited, aren't you?
Yeah. If that's the kind of joke you're going for, that's fine. That's a joke.
If you want to monetize your videos, that's the sort of joke you need to make.
Yeah, this is what he's doing. So this got... Well, how many views has this got? This had over 100,000 views, and he's talking about Cable. Now...
I don't even know who Cable is.
Deadpool 2. That's why I was looking into this whole thing. And let's keep having a look.
Is Rob, and I wanted to make a video explaining the character of Cable.
Actually, no. So, number one, he has cut to him immediately. And I noticed this happening in the background of some of the videos. I'm like, it used to be just you doing, just you talking. Mm. Why is your face involved now?
Yeah.
And if he did it from the outset, like, that's fine. But I think you should be improving.
Yeah.
And he is, I think, he's letting himself get in the way of his content. So, why are we looking at him? Why are we looking at his glasses? Why are we looking at a Fred Durst red cap?
Why are we looking at two chins? Why are we looking at eyebrow crust?
Why are we looking at dry lips? Why are we looking at cat hair on his microphone?
Well, I love watching these lips get drier through this video.
First though, somebody asked me the question. They were like, why don't you script your videos when you do these?
Oh, yeah, this is it. This is great.
For moisture.
So let's go. I'll just take it back a tiny little bit. So this intro is the... So everyone figured out as a collective about 20 years ago that people... Braggarts figured out about 20 years ago that people don't like braggarts, and that's the kind of general vibe. And so they invented something called the humble brag, which I think is a very interesting phenomenon where you figure out a way to say it, to say the thing that you're proud of and make it seem like you are just accidentally bringing it up.
Yeah, or like you're actually striving to better yourself further, as if that wasn't quite where you wanted to be, or if it was for the sake of somebody else, but you go into a lot of detail about, you know, how helpful you were.
Yeah. So, like, if me and Adam, I was like, hey, man, how are you? What did you get up to today? Not much. I was there downtown and there was this old lady there and like we're just walking past each other in the street and you just start telling me, yeah, and you know, she had trouble with her thing. Why are you telling me just straight away? You just want to tell me about the event. It's like if you're trying to impress someone and you're, show me what clothes you're wearing or whatever it is, and you just subtly include like, oh, I've got my fucking sick guitar in the background or
there's a smoke in my hand as well.
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable. Yeah.
So it's the humble brag.
And people have got very good at identifying it.
Mm. And now my thing is I think we should go back to the original brag. I like it. I think it's great. I want to have more people just be proud of actual achievements, because if it is an achievement, why not be proud?
And it's more honest.
Fucking oath.
I mean, that's just better.
That's who I want. I want to hear somebody who's like, here's a fucking awesome thing that I did. How cool is it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to... Don't talk about it all the fucking time.
Yeah, and don't get upset if I don't jump out of my skin.
Yeah.
But you, it's still fine.
Yeah. Well, I'd much rather hear people be like happy and upbeat and cool about things and energized. Trying to improve.
Yeah.
Like...
That's the sort of people you want to be around.
And that's a very weird thing that we're still kind of against that when... It's pretty well accepted that we have a huge issue with, or whether the issue is there or whether it's created or not is up for debate, but an issue with anxiety and depression and things like that, just in the general
social
society.
Anxiety, especially.
Yeah, these are huge things. And I'm like, well, hang on, maybe we shouldn't be getting angry
and trashing people.
Yeah, chastising people who are doing good things and are happy and are creating things. Oh, no, just to brag it. Well, are you meant to be just a fucking sad sack and just a miserable cunt and then you're socially okay, but then you've got to be Then you're, okay, well, you can go get medicated and do all that
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't understand. Anyway, we've made it 14 seconds in.
First, though, somebody asked me the question. They were like, why don't you script your videos when you do these? Honestly, because for me, it's just as much of a challenge to see if I can remember to do this all off the top of my head as it is fun to do these things off the top of my head. So I kind of like the idea of not really being scripted. To me, like, doing things scripted kind of makes them boring to me. I like the challenge of seeing if I can really recall all this reading, all this comic book knowledge off the top
that's
of my head.
That's an uncomfortable laugh.
But again, I want to talk about Cable here. So in Marvel Comics...
Okay, that's good. All right. That's the intro. That's the intro. That's what we wanted to show you.
That was 30 seconds worth.
So what I'll do is I'll go back, because we like to give you a bit of a presentation, and then we'll take a look at it.
You script your videos when you do.
So he just asked. So somebody asked me. Nobody asked.
No.
They didn't ask. Why is it included in this video in particular? Because Cable is a big thing at the moment, because a lot more people are going to be watching his Cable videos than his Deadpool ones, because Deadpool 2 is out currently. Deadpool's already a big character. Cable's the new one that's been introduced. Where's the most traffic for my video going to be?
Exactly.
People are going to think I'm cool that I improvise this whole thing. So I'm going to hold my fat, flabby arms up and flail them about while I'm talking about how much I improvise my videos.
Erstwhile, my lips are drying at an unbelievable pace.
He really is cotton. That's nervousness. That's a nervous cotton mouth.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be swallowing like a fucking lizard, wouldn't he?
Which is fine. It's fine. But there's a reason we did fucking... When me and Adam did sketches and we edited them and put them up, we did colour adjustments so you couldn't see how fucking shit we look.
Exactly.
You've got to...
If it's going to be a visual presentation too... Then it's got to be the best you can make it.
That's exactly right. We had somebody come in and help us out with filming one sketch, and they were quite good as far as getting a good image goes. But a good image doesn't translate well when you're fucking ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really uncomfortable because I'm like, turn the blue up a little bit so you can get rid of the fucking yellow in my teeth. It's terrible. Like. Face to face, we're fine. We're normal humans. But when you're watching something on a screen, your perception's completely off now. It's all exactly. Over the shop.
Look at these disgusting looking blokes putting themselves up there. Isn't anybody telling them that they look shit?
Hmm.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. But that's it. It was an experiment. But that's we also know that we couldn't. That's out of the realm of possibility. Of that being any sort of mainstream thing, because our eyes are different. Our eyes are different now as a collective. And you'll notice that if you look at movies from the 80s and 90s or early 90s, you'll notice some like crooked teeth and things like that. Man, if you just watch morning TV, the people there with the fake teeth and all the... They look fucked up, but on a screen... They're very watchable.
Yeah, exactly. Very easy on the eye.
And that's the purpose of it, which is fine, but it doesn't translate to reality. And to be honest, I'd rather have a good reality than a fucking fake one.
Yeah. They would really actually look like shit because they're getting up at like 3 a.m. every morning to be at work at 5 or whatever, and 4:30.
And to complain about... I don't know. What do they do on morning TV? They make terrible jokes. They sit on a couch and pretend like it's all good.
Like, yeah.
But they've also got like a script looming over them of what part they've got to get to next. Mm. So if somebody makes a joke, like...
Someone's got to jump in.
They've got to laugh and go...
march.
That's all right. The best one is when they try and get a little jab in. And before they move on to the segment, so it'll be like, oh, drinking out of a yellow cup over there, Adam. I didn't know straight men did that. Anyway, we better get to the news now.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But they'll do that, and then before they can jump in, that person will respond, and they'll be like, oh, well, you know, not everyone does that sort of thing. And they're just sort of smiling at the camera uncomfortably.
It's fantastic beautiful. To look at. It's
beautiful. I love it.
No flow whatsoever.
No, which is okay, that's fine, but don't pretend, don't sell it as something that it isn't.
Exactly.
Which I like this guy's philosophy of, I don't know, it's good. It's boring if I just read it out from a script. I agree.
Yeah.
But you're reading off notes.
Yeah, the whole time.
We know you're reading off notes.
Constantly referencing a screen that's out of sight.
It's just as much of a challenge to see if I can remember to do this all off the top of my head as it is fun to do these things off the top of my head. So
listen out for the uncomfortable laugh.
Idea of not really being scripted. To me, like, doing things scripted kind of makes them boring to me. I like the challenge of seeing if I can really recall all this reading, all this...
Where does that come from?
It sounds like it was recorded separately and just inserted in there. Listen.
Makes them boring to me. I like the challenge of seeing if I can really recall all this reading, all this comic book
that
knowledge.
That sounds like a different sound clip.
It's psycho. It's very bizarre. Which I guess maybe that's like just a mental technique where he kind of brings himself to a place where he's having a good time and so his body just kind of follows that idea. Oof, terrible. Oh, ads. So for international listeners, there is a streaming service, an Australian streaming service called Stan. It's exactly right.
You can watch your favourite shows only on Stan.
I don't know. Why is it called Stan? Why does it have no original no good original programming?
Yeah.
I've had people ask me if there's two Australian movies, and they're like, "Oh, have you seen?" I think it was what's that? John Jarrett?
Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek.
Yeah.
Watched Wolf Creek, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I saw that." Oh no, the TV series. Oh no, I haven't seen that because there's a TV series based on a popular Australian movie. Oh, have you seen Animal Kingdom? No, I haven't seen that. That came out a few years ago, didn't it? No, the TV series. Oh, so they just find a popular movie from Australia, and then they'll just make a TV series around that. Okay, that's
fine. On a very low budget.
That's fine.
I watched the first episode of Wolf Creek to see what it would be like, and it was just like... It was like they thought... They started to do a script. They started to give it a story. And then watched 30 seconds of it and went, fuck this. Let's just rush that and we'll get him killing people ASAP.
Oh, no.
And that's it. Like 4 minutes in, he's like already got a family hostage. He shot a crocodile through the eye that was like going to drag one of the kids under the water. It was ridiculous.
Wait, so as in the killer?
Yeah, so there's a family, an American family in Winnipeg traveling across remote Australia. And they... They've stopped for the night and the kids are swimming. They know there's crocodiles, but still, the kids are swimming on this tiny little thing. Crocodile starts attacking the kid, fights back. The crocodile would have pulled it under immediately.
Yeah, there's no...
They're all screaming from the side and then suddenly, big shot, and the crocodile just has a huge hole in its eye and just sinks, and the kid's safe and stuff. Turns out it was John Jarrett from in the bush who'd seen it happening.
Okay.
And then he starts to have dinner with them and stuff, and then just shoots one of them in the head and takes the rest of them hostage. And then that was episode one, though, and there was like eight or nine episodes in the season. Hmm. So where do you go from there?
I'll be honest, that sounds cool, but I still won't watch it.
I know it sounds cool, but I promise it wasn't.
That's what I mean. It sounds great, but no.
Yeah, it's...
No. Don't understand the idea of like the croc thing. Maybe it's because maybe they're trying to market it to an international audience, or maybe they just don't know themselves that if the croc was dragging him from inland, there's a chance of that something like that. Yeah. But if you're just in the water, the croc's not just going to, I'll just hold you up here for a while.
Especially a kid, a tiny kid.
It's called a death roll.
He's like right in the middle of the dam or whatever as well.
So there's lots of great things on Stan.
We'll look at their comedy specials.
We've got Tom Gleason, Judith Lucy, Sam Simons. He doesn't look like a hipster. Tom Ballard. I'm not pronouncing that bitch's name. I don't care. We've got Will Anderson with his special Fire at Will.
And it seems like all these specials are a part of a series called One Night Stan.
So they've dropped the D on the Stan.
Yeah, a Stan original comedy special. Judith Lucy. We needed a new Judith Lucy special.
Oh, we've got the Dice Show.
Smilf.
Where is that?
On the left.
What is that rubbish? This can't be okay. See, I hate it when they drop names and we're supposed to know who that is. Starring writer, director and producer Frankie Shaw. Never heard of this person before. And if they're just making... If they're in charge of everything themselves, I think it's going to be shit.
Writing it, directing it and producing it with no one else bouncing ideas.
Doesn't sound good to me. No, thank you. This isn't funny. Oh, and there, that looks okay, doesn't it? You've got the main poster. He's sitting with his back straight, looking uncomfortable. He's got his eyebrow raised. And his girlfriend, she's got ripped jeans. Look out. She's a bit more casual than him. Just leaning on her arm, casually looking at the camera.
Mm. And it's obviously the lounge is too small for the both of them. Looks really awkward.
And there is one good thing about this this streaming service. When you go to genre, let's have a look, because there's a genre here. It's all fairly standard stuff. Action, biographies, comedy, crime, documentaries.
Erotic. Ooh. Only one, Original Sin.
History, holiday, horror. There is one that... Oh, it's not here. It comes up on the app on the PlayStation as a genre. Which is weird that it's not on the website. LGBT. So you've just got a whole category of...
Well, it's well known that people who are a part of that community only like movies that are based on their community.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously. Yeah. Why would they have any interest in anything else?
Well, that's exactly why we were talking about Wolf Creek, because that's relevant to us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't watch shows outside of Australia.
Fuck no. Won't have any interest in international media.
Would you want to watch a show set in a remote village in Finland where they're killing people and they've unearthed something, potentially a great evil from a glacier that's thousands, tens of thousands of years old? A great evil that's affecting the world around it in a way that you can't comprehend? No thanks.
No thanks. I'd prefer John Jarrett making very Australian themed jokes.
Was it actually him too?
Yeah.
Wait, it's him in the series. John Jarrett. Of course it is. He's just poor. Yeah. He's doing it for money.
I think they've done two or three Wolf Creek movies and now the series.
So poor that Johnny. That is a real shame.
He should have swooped in, done the first one and fucked off.
Yeah.
And he could have got another movie deal, possibly.
Hold on to your dignity,
who's
please.
Who's his manager?
All right. So throughout this whole video of our Comics Explained guy, he is constantly flicking his eyes over. Now, he's going from panels of the comics being on the screen to a shot of himself looking with the camera in front of him and the screen off to his right, and he's looking over, and you can see it in his glasses.
Come out of the involvement of Cable in the mid-1990s, and even X-Force itself, was a story called Executioner's Song. An Executioner's Song, again, really focused on the character of...
Shut up!
Running up as far as 2004, for the most part, Cable was...
He's just looking over. There's no hiding it.
Yeah, he's looking at that computer screen for extended periods of time at his notes.
Which was fine.
It's fine, yeah.
But
why would the first thing that you point out be about how you don't script it and you come up with it all off the top of your head?
Yeah. I mean, it's fine if you go, I improvise it, but there's notes. Like, I want to make sure I talk about these certain dates and things like that, which is good. That's what I'd rather... I think that's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
So, if anything, you're doing a great job.
Especially if you get halfway through and fumble.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah. Get on your Comics Explained.
But you're going to need to get some chapstick or something. This is terrible.
put him in a teenager and try to make him like the new X-Men named Grey.
Underneath
that hat. People didn't really like it too much.
It was okay for what it was, but it wasn't that great. But there's been times where his powers have been at like their full force. There's been times where his powers
work.
Because the stories weren't really about like super...
Shut up.
Going into like the early 2000s, things were a little slower.
Shut up.
And building it back up again
really
fit and kind of cater to a new generation of readers. And so, again, hopefully this helped you guys figure out the character of Cable. Hopefully you have a better understanding about him. If you are new here to Comics Explained, make sure you guys hit the sub button to become part of the Rob Corps. If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure you drop a like. And yeah, I will catch you all later. Peace.
And yeah.
That's very uncomfortable.
That's when you're trying to wind up and then you just lose all steam. Go, and yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
You were done before. Yeah. And you had it end. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're just excited. You're an excitable boy.
The early 1990s. After that, it was really hard to make his character work because the stories weren't really about like Marvel.
I just really like
before the 2000s
how he wraps this all up.
Back up again. If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure you guys hit the sub button to become part of the Rob.
There it is.
If you guys enjoyed this about him. If you are new
to the sub button,
make sure
you
guys hit the sub button to become part of the
sub button.
If you guys enjoyed this
he's
video,
he's done it. He's made it subtle.
Ah, fantastic.
Well done. He's done it without his tongue touching his lips too often too. I'd constantly be going. If my lips were clearly peeling.
Well, that's the weirdest thing, is just out of frame is a very big bowl of salt. And he just sneaks over to the side, just dives in lips first.
Lips
and then
first
comes,
like a pout.
Yeah. He loves it.
Bizarre.
And then just comes back up and just lets the sun beat down and absorb all that moisture.
He might have salt diabetes, or he will have.
I don't know. I think you're just thinking of sickle cell.
Okay. Possibly.
Okay. So, favorite headline that I ever... This is the story we were originally going to get to. Male anal rape victim says 911 operator laughed at him, called him a fudge packer.
I haven't heard that since South Park.
No. Remember our radio training? No, that was
pillow biters.
That's right. Sorry about that.
Milky and I did some community radio training, if you couldn't tell. And
Kangs.
At one point, we were talking about what was appropriate to say on air, and APRA, I think, you know, the governing body of radio. And he was talking about, was he talking about Elton John, or was he talking about Mardi Gras or something?
I can't remember. It was Darren Hinch.
Darren Hinch.
Was talking about somebody. I don't know what.
Yeah, and he used a gay slur, I suppose, and
he called them poofs, didn't he?
Yeah, and the guy training us was,
or did he call them fags? Did he call them fags, poofs,
chinks? No, not chinks.
No,
twinks.
Yeah, that's.
It was on that spectrum somewhere, and so the lovely old man training us said, you know, things have changed. He got in a lot of trouble for that. And we can't have a repeat of that here. You can't call them pillow biters. Fuck, I don't think anyone was going to. Thanks for the information, though.
It's just such... I love the delivery of that. I love the idea. Serious. That was one of those situations where I was like, oh, you could have just stopped.
Yeah.
Like a sentence before.
Yeah, we know. We already know. I know you're just telling us because you have to, but we already know before that. And still, all right, yeah, you can't call them pillow biters. Fucks. No one was gonna.
Maybe I should tell him I'm gay and that's why I didn't come back.
Yeah, maybe they'll pass you.
He made me very uncomfortable with that. Yeah, I didn't do my last assessment.
Very funny that you got straight right to the finish line and just stopped.
Do you know what the funny part is? I think the world wanted me to continue. Mm. Like the universe wanted me to, because I didn't do the second last assessment either and I got a complete mark on that. It was like when... It was like that episode of Seinfeld where George doesn't know the assignment that his boss has given him because he goes into the bathroom and George waits outside and the guy walks out and he's just talking the whole time.
Mm.
So he just assumed that George was behind him. And he's like, all right, so get on that straight away. Thanks, George. And he's got no idea. And he's panicking for a few days and then the job gets done.
Mm.
And he's just like, well, I guess that's good. Like he just rings him up. He's like, good job on that report, Georgie. It was pretty much like that. I just went, oh, yeah. And then I just went, nah, fuck it.
Yeah, you can't. I did one live broadcast and then I had to throw the towel in.
I don't blame you.
What little dignity I did have, I needed to preserve.
And that's what it's about. We've got to hold on to that. That's what we look for when we see these people in media and things. There are exceptions of genuine anomalies. There are artists who are doing that. They need to exist because they're not going to work with normal society. Then that's good. But the ones who present themselves as, we're just normal average Joes or whatever, but they exhibit a lot of very strange behavior, stuff that isn't normal and would make you unbearable to hang around if you were a friend. That's something that we need to talk about. And that's something that we like to talk about here at Unpleasant. I shouldn't say that here at Unpleasant. No, thank you. Adam Schneider, 41, was on vacation for a weekend in Long Beach when, after a night out at a bar, he met four women who invited him to a hotel room. He remembers having sexual intercourse with a young woman in the hotel room, but when he woke up the next morning, he realized the women were, in fact, men. They had drugged him and taken advantage of him during his sleep. G'day.
The man himself.
We've just had our friend and lover and gracious teacher, marvellous Trick Judd, walk in. Come on in, mate. Good to have you.
Welcome. Hello. Welcome.
There we are. Pull that over. We've got a great story for you. We've got a great story. Just be careful and don't knock that. Okay, are you ready for this? Male anal rape victim says 911 operator laughed at him, called him a fudge packer.
When's the last time you heard the term fudge packer?
So this dude, this is the story that he spins, says that he got picked up by these four women in a hotel room, went back and it was full of drugs and they all had sex. Then he woke up and realized it was four men.
That old chestnut.
I woke up surrounded by four naked men in bed. The women I thought I had sex with the previous night had taken their wigs and makeup off, and I could see their penises. That's when I realized what really happened. That's when I realized. It was when I saw the cock. I was fine.
When I saw four cocks.
Yeah. Two cocks, I was like, there's something going on here. But by the time that fourth dong hit the wind, I was my ears were up. I knew something was off. There was something in the air that night.
Shit.
No, there wasn't. It was all pushed in. Adam Schneider then quickly left the hotel room and called 911 to report his assault, but the operator that responded to the call did not take his claims seriously. I told him the whole story, and when he asked me if they use teeth while giving me a blowjob or if they play with my balls, I told them that I had licked one person's anus not knowing it was a man. And then he started laughing and insulting me.
Schneider admitted in shock. He would be shocked by all this, wouldn't he?
I don't know what's worse, being sodomized and drugged by a group of strangers or being psychologically assaulted by this horrible person. Ooh, he was admitted to Long Beach Memorial Medical Center after suffering from minor rectal bleeding, necessitating 14 stitches. I don't know if 14 stitches is minor.
Yeah, that's not fucking minor.
Yeah, no.
Unfortunately, the alcohol and drugs did leave him noxious and dehydrated to the point where he cannot, to this day, recall the hotel where the sexual assault actually took place.
Doesn't sound like an assault to me. That sounds like a fucking
case closed, gentlemen.
There you go. This makes no sense at all. So is this a fag who just got caught banging men behind his wife's back or something? Because that's the only thing I can think of.
It reminds me of I watched one of those one night stands the other night.
Oh yes.
And there was an Australian comedian. I can't remember his name, but he told a disgusting joke that we'd never tell on this show, and it's just reminded me of that. I was, how do you know? This isn't good. How do you know you're at a gay barbecue? All the sausages taste like shit. Oh, I wouldn't say that. Or that's not something I'd do in my act.
No, no, I don't understand. Why would they taste like shit?
I think what he's implying is that there was fudge packed.
So, like, because they're gay, they are incapable of going even an hour without feeling some sort of phallic shape inserted in them. And so what happened was they were on the way out to the barbecue. It was hot. The grill was hot. It's ready to go. And they've just gone, ah, fuck it. And they've gone and had frozen. And they've gone and had a squat. Oh, you can. It depends on how loose or tight you are. Tight. But
I don't think it's on bar. There you go.
Hey. Welcome.
I'm in.
So they've walked out and they've gone, oh, you know what? And they've fucking dropped trowel and they've gone and sat on it.
Before I flip this sausage, can one of you just fucking fill me up?
You know what I don't have enough of? Cock!
Now bend me over the Weber queue and fuck me. I assume that's what he's implying anyway.
I guess
that's the standard we've got to put up with.
Fucking disgusting. Terrible. Yeah, I'm glad that you don't have jokes like that.
Thank you.
What was I talking about? I had something, but it's definitely gone. No, I wanted to show Demi Lardner's podcast, potentially.
Ooh, do you know Demi Lardner, Ricky?
I think I do.
You've seen
only
that
because
clip?
I saw the tab that you just closed.
This yes. Bitch, yeah.
Yes, and that's what my little groan was just before when Adam was just talking, when you flicked through that, and I saw that bitch. That's
why? She's hilarious.
She's our favourite comedian.
Yeah, we're going to get her on. We're going to start a podcast network.
Bit disheartening that when you've done some sketches, you're into the podcast realm, you think you're doing all right, and then you see how far behind you really are. The standard of Australian comedy.
Dan Gergel history. What we're thinking of doing is so I tried to click on her podcast link on her website, but it 404s and where it doesn't go anywhere. Her website's a photo of her, link to her Twitter, Demi Lardner. It says, and that's the headline, I guess. A horrible little troll in a boy skin, and she's doing a pose and looking disinterested while she does the pose.
Looks like she just got back from the skate park, too.
But it did draw something to my attention. So I found out about her podcast through, I believe, Twitter. I'm not sure exactly. And so I took a screenshot of like a little link there, and her little podcast thingy, the little description says, Demi Lardner and Tom Walker are doing this and no one can stop them. This is a podcast for no cowards.
I'll stop them.
Yes.
I reckon it'd be very easy to. Well, I can't even get to the podcast, so it hasn't started.
Yeah.
But that did draw something to my attention, that our podcast has something we're very cringy in there. So I want to, that's why I thought I'd bring it up, because we want to show growth. Adam and Milk want to improve.
We would have made this account and wanted to get through it quickly, and I forgot it even existed.
So I thought we'll do that now, because it doesn't even have to be good. It just has to be something funny. We can literally, I don't think we can say penis.
Remember our Facebook description.
Trolls in boy skin.
we're gonna do that. We're gonna, because her free website, Demi Lardner's website, is just from a free website, Weebly.
It's a shame that you go to someone's website and on the home page it says free website. This was free.
Isn't it bad that you just go, do you know this person? And I just was like, yes. Unfortunately, I do. Just it's terrible that she's at that level.
I wonder what her mentality must be. She must know that everyone hates her act. I mean,
Well, that's it. We've talked about it the last couple of weeks, where it's definitely within the realm of possibility that she's where she's at because she's a woman. If it was a man being as funny as her, where are they? I don't know. Anyway, all right. So what we're going to do maybe is just steal her website. We're going to copy her website. We're going to take that photo and we're just going to do adamandmilk.com as...
I reckon
that's funny.
How close do you reckon Dribble is to coming out of her mouth there?
Oh. Well,
yeah, we should.
Yes.
We should do a Siamese twin type image, I think.
Just do a character where we strap into a suit and do a podcast together.
That's
the sort of... That's, I want that image to go on something.
Mm.
To go on like just an amalgamation of our bodies and just two heads.
Yeah, we need to do it... Like, I want a good Photoshop though.
Mm.
Like not us just in like a big shirt...
No.
But like freakish.
I want it to look twisted.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Like what's his name?
Like Deadpool's Geiger. Little hand. Like Geiger.
You know the... Hang on. The guy who did all the designs for the Alien films.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that twisted looking stuff.
Just really, really fucking disturbing.
Yeah. With our little peasant heads right in the center.
All right. Well, we've got a project. We've got a project to do. Mm. So there was something that we had on our little summary, which was we once did sketches. Now we do a show.
Mm.
Now we do a podcast. Boring.
Mm. I threw something in the hat the other day. I thought at least we could get the word raging heterosexuals in there. Podcast for raging heteros and not homos.
I don't know. I'd be happy to do raging heteros. Podcast for raging heteros, homos, trannies.
This will be a long list.
And no black. No.
Don't miss anyone.
Yeah, that's it. You can't. For heteros, homos, and
we could just say for sexual beings.
A podcast for sexual beings.
Yeah. Asexual people, you won't be interested. You won't be into it because you'll want to fuck us.
Yeah, half of the appeal is our sex appeal. That's what you're listening to this show for, just rubbing one out. People do it to that fucking true crime one. That's weird.
Yeah. Mm. Have you seen what people write about? Like, people are obsessed with who the anonymous host is. And women talk about how sexy it is that he talks about these victims with empathy and stuff.
So, that's just this is the Case File True Crime podcast.
Great show.
But there is a Facebook group about it. And you just have very low-class women. I like talking about class in this because this is where class is applicable.
Mm.
You are just low. It's got nothing to do with your income. It's got nothing to do with anything. You're just a low class human.
The way you present yourself, yeah. The Case File team were attached to the group, yep. And then severed ties with them after they were just like, all you people are fucking dumb and really annoying.
And that's what I don't want with our show. I don't want us to be like, Jesus Christ, our fucking audiences are freaks.
I really
don't want that. I want it to be the, like, that's why we've got to grow. We've got to show a little bit of dignity with our thing. Like, not to say I got my ass out in the second sketch we ever did. I'm okay with doing that in the right context.
And stuck a carrot in it.
Yeah, but it was only on the outside.
It was pinched between.
I cut it so it looked deep, but it wasn't. Sure. But that's why we're doing the updating our embarrassing little iTunes summary, because we want to show growth. We want people to be able to respect that sort of thing. We only want the best for the show. Now, I can't do that. I can't do that. We have Rick has joined us, but we can't really do audio because we don't have any extra headphones or anything, which is a shame. That's all right. Because I've got a few things we could come back to, but that's all right. We'll finish it up in another time. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
Thanks for listening. This is unpleasant. You know what? It'd be nice. Actually, no. I'm not going to ask for that.
Mm.
Eventually, we'll bring up the topic of iTunes reviews and those sorts of things. But really, no, because they do that. Like some of the podcasts I listen to do that. And they're like, you know what? Please, like, give us a rating. And I understand it would help, but I'm not okay with it at the moment.
Can't help that much.
This is a great episode. Don't get me wrong. This is fucking gold.
Mm. So was it a podcast for sexual beings or a podcast for the sexually benign?
Podcast for sexual beings, but the sexually benign is all right. No, you know what? I think sexual beings.
Mm.
I think sexual beings because I just don't like the connotation of the sexually benign because it's too done.
It's too failure is funny.
Yeah, and we've moved past that.
Failure is not funny.
We're done with that.
Mm.
It's because it's a trope that everyone knows now, and so everyone who is a loser tries to do comedy, which is, and it's all self-depreciating, which is funny for like a year, but then when you've made no improvements on your life at all.
Yeah. Real tragedy's funny.
Yeah.
But failure's not funny.
Yeah. When you're just inviting it, it's fucking it. It's terrible. It's very cringe. So we're going to avoid that. We're going to do a show which is about actually enjoying yourself, improving your life. You've got to be weird. It's okay to be weird.
It's okay to do the wristwatch.
But just, you know, we've got to work on improving those things and minimizing all of that sort of stuff. And that's why we listen to Dracula soundtracks.
We embrace the night. I'm abandoned by God. I'm the whisper in the wind, the shadow in the night.
And I can drain your life with just one bite. Thanks for listening. Through the midnight darkness under the pale Adam and Mill. Light. I unleash my we are Kangs. I control your mind. I control your heart. I will make Steady you want to have me tear you apart. Hollywood. I will make you beg me to turn you into this. To turn Team you Jack. Into another shadow in the gloom.